Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. In the news right now, we've got corporate profits are actually being hit hard by theft of all things. Let's get into this article, and then I'll explain why, in my opinion, I think this is only going to get worse before it gets better. This is an article from Zero Hedge, and a little bit hyperbolic here, but I think they get to the point. Best Buy crashes. We're talking about the stock as margins slide due to organized retail theft. And that was a quote from their CEO on the conference call they did after announcing earnings. So liberal socialist utopias such as California are a blessing for deadbeat klepto hobos. Okay. Colorful verbiage, to say the least, but you get the point. From around the world, thanks to the state's lack of prosecution of shoplifting. Yeah, so if you haven't heard, California is now just abandoning prosecuting anyone who shoplifts. I think the value was under $1,000, or areas of California. It might not be true in the rural areas, maybe just San Francisco or Los Angeles. And you've got to think about that. So now what they're saying is they're not going to, it's basically legal to shoplift anything under $1,000. And then you have this big movement to defund the police. While at the same time, you have, put yourself in the position of a police officer right now. And you know darn well that even if you stop someone from stealing, or if you stop someone for speeding, or you stop someone for, you know, beating their significant other, you know there is a probability that you could get into some sort of altercation that could lead to a big court case that the media picks up, goes national. It could completely destroy your life. That, as a police officer, that has to be in the back of your mind. And you combine that with a lot of these states and jurisdictions forcing the police officers to get the medicine. And if they don't, they're making them quit or they're firing them. So let's just think about this. The group that you're left with is the group that was willing to obey, the group that was not standing up for their rights, was not standing up for the Constitution. Now, I'm not saying the police officers who decided to stay are bad, or that I blame them or anything like that. But the group that left, let's focus on them. They were the ones that were either standing up for what they thought was right. They were making an independent decision, and regardless of whether or not they were being forced to do something, they stood up for their own principles. They stood their ground, or maybe they're standing up for the law. Maybe they're standing up for the Constitution. These are the police officers that you're trying to eliminate from the police force, while at the same time, you're making it legal to steal anything under $1,000. While at the same time, you've got this big push to defund the police. While at the same time, you've got this voice in the back of the police officer's mind at all times, saying, you know, do you really want to get involved with this altercation? Because you know there is a probability that this turns into some sort of big national ordeal that destroys not only your life, but the life of your spouse and potentially your children. Do you really want to roll the dice? Do you really want to answer that call for domestic violence or XYZ crime, fill in the blank? Or would you rather just ignore it? And that's what society wants. That's what society is going to get. I mean, if you think about it in those terms, I think it's a very rational decision for existing police officers just to turn their head and look the other way. That let's not try to fight crime. Let's not try to uphold the law, because it's just too big of a risk. And this is what it leads to. I mean, can we expect anything else when we set up this incentive structure, for lack of a better term? This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. So around the world, thanks to the state's lack of prosecution of shoplifting, but the same policies are becoming major headache for national retailers such as Best Buy. So let's go down to what the CEO was saying. His name or her name, not sure which, Corey Berry. And Corey says, we are seeing more and more particularly organized retail crime. And you've got this, looks like a gentleman deciding that he needs that stuff more than Best Buy does. And he's going to get it for free. And obviously from an ethical standpoint, I would never do that. But from his standpoint, if you have no moral North Star whatsoever, and you feel as though the man owes this to you, and you're not going to get in trouble, you know darn well you're not going to get in trouble if you steal it. Why, again, should we expect anything else? But the CEO says, we are seeing more and more particularly organized retail crime. They said this on a conference call with analysts. You can see the pressure on our financials, meaning it's really affecting their bottom line to a significant degree. Or more importantly, frankly, he says, and these are the unintended consequences that the do-gooders and the politicians never think about or don't care about. Frankly, you can see the pressure with our associates, meaning the employees. It's traumatizing. And this is a great point. I mean, imagine if you're a Best Buy employee and you know that you can't call the police if you see someone shoplifting, but yet you want to do the right thing and stop them. But you don't know if that person has a gun. You don't know if that person has a knife. You know they're a criminal by the simple fact that they're stealing. But what do? And you see this day in and day out. And now all of a sudden your job goes from helping customers to just trying to monitor the place to become some sort of, you know, security guard, some sort of vigilante security guard, or some sort of Best Buy bouncer. I mean, you didn't sign up for that. I mean, give me a break. And so I can understand why the stress levels for these employees are going through the roof. And then what are they going to do? They're going to quit. And then that just exacerbates the labor shortage that we have. And this was all created by the central planners. This was all created by the do-gooders, or the people who are pushing this narrative that life is unfair, unjust for a certain group in the population. Therefore, we need to completely forego the law. We need to completely abolish the law, and we need to get rid of law enforcement. And if they do enforce the law, then again, we need to make sure there's a significant, or there's a good probability. I shouldn't say a good probability. There would be a low probability, but it would be far higher than zero, that if they do something inadvertent, then it's going to be a national case and it's going to destroy their lives. So what can we expect in the future? You can expect more and more and more crime. And that means the standard of living for the law-abiding citizens, which I think 99.99% of Americans are, the standard of living for them goes down. And all of these unintended consequences, I mean, do you really want to go to take your kids into a Best Buy knowing that there's a good chance that people are going to be, an organized crime racket is going to be trying to steal every single iPhone on the shelf while you're in there just browsing? I mean, it's just getting absolutely ridiculous. I believe that if you look around the United States and try to pay attention to the narrative that's being pushed by the mainstream media, by the universities, by the politicians, you see that this problem we have is only going to get worse, especially when you look at it through the lens of the fourth turning and you look at it through the lens of inflation and stimmy checks and all of these distortions the government, the central planners are doing to the economy, but also to the incentives for the average person to actually produce goods and services. I mean, they are decreasing the incentive to the point where now it makes much more sense if you have no moral, ethical North Star, it makes far more sense to steal than it does to actually get off your tail and work 40 hours a week. And it says hilariously, I don't know if I'd use that term, but sadly, Best Buy had advanced 38% this year through Monday, attaining record levels of and outpacing the 28% gain of the S&P 500 index of consumer discretionary companies. Why was this happening? Because insiders can check the foot traffic in Best Buy. They can monitor the foot traffic, and they saw the foot traffic increasing dramatically. Therefore, these insiders that were buying and selling stocks, they came to the conclusion that because their foot traffic at Best Buy had increased significantly, that means more customers were buying things. Makes sense. But what they didn't realize is this increase in foot traffic wasn't necessarily due to more customers. It was just due to more people going into Best Buy to steal. That's where we are right now in the United States. The increase in foot traffic in Best Buy, most likely not a result of consumers and customers, but thieves and criminals going in to steal the stuff they have on their shelves. Welcome to the United States in 2021. All right, guys. It's a crazy, crazy world out there. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. We'll see you on the next video.